At 40 you die. At 42 moons start throbbing like bright eyes of your own children. At 42 people you dream of most frequently. Two people who dreamt of you and your eyes all their lives. At 40, in the early dawn of your desperate decades, you start dreaming of your mother first. She comes limping like a wounded cockroach from the other world to clasp your sweaty palms, to kiss your eyebrows withering under the blind stare of a merciless sun, to complain of the tulips that faded under the blind stare of a merciless sun. At 40, you dream of your father frequently, a Buddha or an exhausted god, a lion repentant for a lifetime, a familiar stranger who made you what you are in your dreams and left you alone, bleeding on the mule paths of life. At 40, you see him everywhere, in the creases of your skin, in the puffed out eyelids, in the fluffy temples where two crescent moons appear, silvery and savage, like ensuing life's itinerary. At 40, he lusts in the crazed fields of your blood vessels. He escorts you to the open spaces of his cherished riverbeds, pavilions of tantric priests, ashrams of ascetics before bonfires of annihilation. He guides you to the boglands of his long, fond memories where once his beloved woman lived and then left him one by one. Forgot the old chums, fell in the traps of new ones. She comes limping like a wounded cockroach from the other world to clasp your sweaty palms, to kiss your eyebrows withering under the blind stare of a merciless sun, to complain of tulips that faded under the blind stare of a merciless sun. At 40, your own woman's mouth starts smelling of deceit, a Bhairav's mask, a masculine leer along the canyons of our bodies. At 40, you start questioning questions or decide to die like one dies in poetry or books or in proverbs that proved false. People above 40 should be shot dead. You resolve what you didn't all your life, to reach out to touch the rim of unheard horizons. Elusive Shangri-La, from where no return to the exquisite valleys of life is possible. But your children's eyes start shining like burning stars along the moons of your secret lusts. At 40, you die to be born again and again and again in the theater of your children's eyes.